Yeah, Timmin Shin Lamed Ched, in the middle of Beef Aleph, but let us start again from the beginning of the seed. Hashma Yisrael Bechli Shir Otro. Aval haki shaladeles b'chayetze boze, comes they to knock on the door, k'she'enei derech shir mutar. Hago, so that's one heter. If one is banging on the door, not derech shir, so that's mutar. Hashmo Yisrael is only also derech shir. B'chein, so the Gemara says, "Im lo yovid ma'ase." If a person is not doing a ma'ase, it's also shari. It's also permissible. We'll see. We'll continue. V'lochein, therefore, elu shekoyhen lechaveirayim, those who call their chaveirim. And they whistle. Now, the Gemara started off a heter im loy ovid ma'aser. If he's not doing a ma'aser, it's permissible. V'lochein, therefore, elu shekoyhen lechavreihem, they're calling their chavreihem, they want to get their attention, v'metavstavim b'fiyem k'moy tziper mutar l'soysoy b'shaket. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll be a little marich what the Mishnah Berurah say. Hainu, afilu imanim hakoyu kehen shir shari, leikos rabose heche da'ovit lefer. Now, the beginning of the Gemara and the end of the Gemara is a little theoretic. I'd like, just like to say over the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, and then we'll explain ourselves. The Gemara says that, the Magen Avraham says that he's telling us a Chiddush. Af al gav, the mutter l'shoyer b'peh. There's no shayla whatsoever that a person is permitted to sing. That doesn't go into the issa of a mashmor skill. One second. Ha'cheshani, but here it's different. The doyme l'kli shir. He is making a sound that is like a kli shir. Mikol Mokin, nearly the shari, even the loyovis maise. And the Gemara, the Magen Avraham is telling us a chiddush, and that is nichlal dachshune b'divrei Gemara. That a person, it is possible with a person to make a koil that is similar to a cliché, that with his that he can mamish make a coil that sounds like a cliché. We're not talking about his singing. He's making the coil like a cliché. When a person is singing, you hear a coil or other. So that level was lesser. But if a person is the koyach to, with his koil to imitate a cliché, a gabuche, the Balfakei in the Ashur, is Rav Pinchas Chayatovsky, and Simchas Toyle, he also was Pekeya, without a shaykha. And a person who is outside doesn't know if it's with a shaykha, without a shaykha, about Kaponim, he has this koyach. And people have a koyach to imitate different koyleis. So, the Magen Avraham says, Amor Zedek HaChidush. So here, this is not Tamazoy Akoil. This is not a Aval Gav. This now we'll see again the lotion of the Magen Avraham. Aval Gav de Mutter L'Shoyer B'Peh. Person will have to think. Hokishani de Doime L'Klishir. This is not singing. He is making sounds that sound like a cliché. It sounds like a trumpet. It sounds like, well, whatever, any keli. Mikomokai. So now, if Chazal asks to play a trumpet on Shabbos, so if he is making a sound that sounds exactly like a trumpet, so this would be a slogan to say that this goes into the Issa. Mikol Mokim Nidali, surely it is permissible, given the way of it, Maisa, since he's the whole Issa of cliché was, if a person is doing a Maisa. That is the Kiddush. Now let us just see again the Lashon of the Ramah. The Chain im Loyovid Maisa Shari. He's telling us, Afilu, we didn't do a Maisa, it's also Mutah. Lachain. Therefore, Eilu Shetayrim Lechavehayim Umitapsatim Betiyim Kemoy Tzipoy Mutah Lasoysay Bishak. So there's a more starts off by saying he's just calling us. He's whistling to attract his attention. So the Hesem, that is not such a big Kiddush. That's just like a person who is knocking on the door. I want to attract your attention. I'm knocking on the door, so I'm whistling. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, I know afilu imanim akel. Even if he's going to make a beautiful sound, ke'ein shir, he's going to make a beautiful sound like a shir, shari. Like Gosu, but the Heshed of his prepare. If he's not doing a Maise, it's of his prepare that he's Mutah. And the Aruch HaShulchan is Moses, that when they used to whistle, they used to put the fingers in the mouth between the lips and the teeth. And that's how they used to whistle. So there's a Chiddush over here, that the whole whistling is coming about through his fingers also. That's how it with his mouth. It's coming about through the fingers. So the Chiddush is, given the lay of his maise, given the biyode ein oise maise shire. But the maise shire is coming from his mouth. Vishigose hu bepik. What he's doing with his fingers is he's making that the whistling should be louder, should be better. But al kaponim, the coil is not from his maizah that he does to Yosai. The koil is from the whistling that he is doing. So the melee, that is also mutter, that that's not considered a maizah. So we will come back to the soul of the shulchan. He wants to say a mutter the kishidish, but let us go a little further. One is not permitted to aladeles b'sabas akavua badeles. One is not permitted to knock on the door if there's a knocker on the door. Af alpi she'enay mechaven l'shir. He's not mechaven l'shir. He's just the whole kavona is to knock on the door. Mikol makom hayu vaskli miyuchid lekach osa. Since the kli is this knocker is miyuchid for knocking, it also. So he has to understand what he's saying over here. He's saying we started off by saying ala lahakish ala zelas uchiyotzi b'zeh to knock on the door is mutter. Because that's not a shmoy koil of a kli shir. That's not shir. I'm just knocking on the door. And now, and then later he says, then he says to knock on the door. To knock with the knocker that is kavua the bells is also, even though he's not mechava l'shir, because it's miyuchad l'kach, he doesn't understand what the chiddush is. So let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. This knocker on the door is miyuchet lashmiyakel. So why do we say miyuchet lashmiyakel? Chayshinon shembo yechaven l'shir. Maybe it will be mechaven l'shir. So I think the chiddush is that if you have a knocker and the reason the knocker was put on the door, and lashmiyakel, that the person inside should know that someone's outside. Now, many times, if he's a good friend, instead of calling out who was here, so he knocks with the rhythm. And he knows with the rhythm that this is Yankel. He knows from the knocking alone that this is Yankel. So this was made to Lashmiya Koil, and this is also that one could use this kli Shema Yechavim Lashir. That means to knock with the rhythm, the Yenna should know that he's here. So Al Kaponim, that is why they asked us. Yeva Keli, that is Miyuchet Lashmiya Koil, and it could very well be used is Lashir. And the Sharatini brings another reason why it's also, and later we'll see a third reason. Shema Yisaknenu. That means, since I have a Keli that's Miyuchet Lashmoska, why did they ask a cliche? They asked a cliche. What's wrong with playing music on Shabbos? They asked a cliche because it could come out that sometimes something might go wrong with the kli shir, and they'll fix it. So the mail of Yehva clean up to miyuchad lashmos coils, maybe something will go wrong, then they'll also fix it. So that's why they ask it. So we have here a remor that asks us to use a knocker on Shabbos, a knocker that's mechubah to a door, because we have the consensus of the Yuchim and Kachmir of the Baal, these two reasons. Maybe it'll be Mechavno Lashir, or maybe it'll be Mitzakinit. Maybe it's the same Shema Yisaknado. Fine. Okay, so this is a Chizish. The Choshkein, להשמיע קול בכלי שקוזן קמבלטון, פשיטה דעוסה לכלי שירו, וגם הוא מחבב לשיר. להבין, זה חזונים, they have a tune fork, I think, that it's called, that they want to know the tune, so they bang the tune, they put it by the teeth, and the is to put it by the ear, or by the seat, also, we see the chashuchas, or kapon, with the ear, the tune, so that's Nicholasa, that's a kli shir, and it's mechavim l'shir, it's Nicholasa. Notes. It's mechavim l'shir, no, it tells a note, or it tells him a tone, it tells him a key, you know, it's, why? Besides being Max, it's called a kli shir also, it's telling him a musical idea. Now, I'd like to stay over for 2 minutes a Mordechai Aruch HaShulchan. We'll have a picture who the Aruch HaShulchan was and what the maxim of the Aruch HaShulchan was when he wrote his Sefer. He writes in his Sefer that in Russia, where he was, there wasn't a shul that didn't have a chazan that didn't use a tune for it. That was chokma loyabe, and you couldn't be meiche. I mean, there was eish lava. This is on Shabbos. This is, you need a chazan, and you need a, and the chazan needs a tune fork, and that's it. So he writes as follows. So he says. So he speaks about this tunfork. V'arei ze mamish kli shir. V'otzi li shir. Yeah. V'ulai. Yes. V'ulai mitnei shekel neginotoi eino nishmas rat mite lo izen. I think they put it on the teeth. Oh, they were able to put it on the teeth. They were able to hear. Mite lo izen. You only hear it, it doesn't, no one else hears it. He is the Eloism. Ve'enoi Elo kerega. It's only a second, he has to get to the right key. Ve'tachlitoi hu bishvil shiratapes. The reason he's doing it, he's not making a musical, a symphony over there with the tune fork. The whole thing is, he wants to know how to sing. He has to get the right key. Efshir she'ein lo'i b'chlau kli shir she'otru chachomim k'moi she'kosamnu al tiktu v'apem. He said, Efshik toile, that you stick your fingers in your mouth to whistle. So that is mutter. So even though the coil is coming out through your fingers, but not the curl is coming out through your fingers. The curl is coming out so whistling. And your fingers are misayaya that you can whistle louder or better. So Mamela, so he said that's not called, that's the Chiddush for Ovid Meiser. That is a Chiddush, it's not called Ovid Meiser. So this is also called not Ovid Meiser. This is only a Hesher L'Shoyra B'Tah. He wants to compare this to a dog, to whistling with the finger. Over there, but the Yikis, I want to see over the next line of the Aruch HaShulchan. Over here, Lelamed Chus and Klal Yisrael. Ki Cholim Oloimer, She Klal Yisrael Yikoshlu Be'Yisrael Shvut, that Klal Yisrael, the whole Russia was like this. You didn't have a shul that didn't have it. Every shul had a chazan, and every chazan had a tunfork, and that was it. V'cholim o'loim e'sheklal Yisrael yikoshlu b'yisr shvut, v'gamagam v'ondom b'tfilo v'nemelech malchi amlochim ha'kodesh posu. How can we say this? So we have to be melamed chus on Klal Yisrael. So that was his limit school start. Maybe you can compare. Just like he said, if you stick your fingers in your mouth, and that enables you to whistle louder or better, it's not called of his might. It's called, this is only a hechsher to whistle better, but it's called a whistling repair. So this is also, I'm not making the strong quotation here, the coil, but yes, I'm making, this is a hechsher that I should be able to show you better. Maybe you could be metabolist, and this is really nothing you should do it. You just want to be along with Chus and Klal Yisrael. That is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't make an eitig out of it. He says it's up there without any fine. Okay. All the facts. Agaruch has the Lirshu that bring down Rav Shmuel Orbach says, if you ask a shayla, are you allowed to whistle? So, you have to whistle. That's what it seems. So, I'm sure Orbach brings down that they say, over b'shei mechazayish, sha'af b'choyu in lishrei came the pif, Yishim Shalech Shab Adovo Begeber Chitzuso. Could be Bidoyreinu, it's a Pritzen. Could be in the Mala Ramo, it wasn't a Pritzen, but the Chazin, he said Bidoyreinu, Bidoyreinu is a Pritzen. Now, so this is called, fine, so this is, are you not a Kaili that miyuchid lashmor koil? This is the knocker on the door. This is also to you. Right. Then he says, "Ubebalzel shapesach linau v'nistach boy." If you have a iron rod, that is the purpose of the rod is either you lock the door, you open the door with this. Neither the mutter lahakish by all the delis can the shishmu and say my with toyach loy, because there are powers of miyuchid. This is not miyuchid last month, though. The purpose of this powerful is you lock the door, you open the door. Like with toyach by the delis, so we know, so if it's there, front of the door and you bang it, no problems. So this will be mutter pill according to the Rambam. Also, So we have here a lemur that a keli that's miyuchin la shmoy still is off. Ayin meliyo rabbe, or bebri megodof, the mizan ishma, the hu adin, the osa limshech bechut ha inmo bishatis. A person is not allowed, that means there used to be on the outside of the door, there used to be a stream. When someone wanted to enter the house, they pulled the string and they rang a bell inside. Not even an electric bell. We're talking about a Boschke bell. So you pulled the string and they rang a bell inside. The who adin the also limshech the chut ha'inbo mishapet. Kedei sheyishmu anshei habayis ma'chotso. They should hear that someone's at the door. The yiftechu loy. This is not worse than a knocker. That means that this bell, that he is he's ringing this bell by pulling the string, this is miyuchid lashmiyakel. This is also his kavod. Va'ayin bebir halochet. And look at the Bir Alochet. Now, in Bir Alochet, he brings down a shayla. What if a person is stuck outside? It's cold, he wants to go to sleep, so he's knocking on the door, and no one hears an entire or just pull the string, so the bell will ring upstairs and the mouth of the Shabbos. He allowed to do this. So according to the Gemara, this is a tree slash shvar tail. So it should be awesome. It should be awesome. So he gets a whole arishis with the Bir Aloche. What can one do if he finds himself in this predicament? He's outside, knocks on the door, no one answers. If he pulls the strings, they'll hear that someone's outside will come to the door. He's allowed to do it. So he hears a few, we're talking about a Shas HaTchak, he hears a few Nodim Lahakum. Tzad number one, this is a the Ramah brings down an ogul. This is an ogul that one is not permitted to use a knocker because it's miyuchid lashmoskel. So that's the Ramah answer. He brings the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnah, speaks about clearly this case. He speaks about a knocker, and the Rambam says it's mutter. So we have, number one, a machlekes harishayim. So, machlekes harishayim, the Rambam is also. So, b'shas hadchak. We're talking about an Yisrael d'Rabbanan, b'shas hadchak. One could be say mecha falafa. That one tzad l'hoku. A second tzad l'hoku is he brings down there's another mahalach to understand. You have to understand that the boss says, this is miyuchad lashmos kail. It's also. Why is it also? We have to say explanations with lashmos kail. But not a kill shall shear. So he said, the Beisheish who said he yelled because it's with lashmos kail. He might make it here on us. That's why they asked it. Oh, we said the Levush says he might come to be misogynist. But he brings down a third mahalach, a mahalach that says in place of the Shabbos, that it is not also of the Yisrael HaMashmoshko. HaMashmoshko is only a kol shel shir. This is Talmudei HaMashmoshko, so this is mutter. So why is it also? It's also of Uvdei D'chayim. That means it's not, that means like this. If a person is a hashmos kill the cliche also. Now you take a cliche, you mashmi a kill, you take a drum, you bang on the drums, that's also. That's a lisa of the rabbana. It's a shmos, it's all from the rabbana. Others learn shots, or if it says, aim a ragdim, aim a tatchet, and it will go me yikir, then you're not allowed to clats. That's a lisa of the rabbana. That's cool, a chil Shabbos. There's a Mordechai Yerushalmi. There's a Mordechai Yerushalmi that the Beisai Shahabeno HaKadosh, who was a chosen there, who was Sheva Brochus and Shabbos, and they were clapping. And some of the younger Kerfmits were able to see this at Tatum, but the Kerfmits and they were clapping and finished. Rav Meir passed by, and he heard the clappings. So he calls into the window, Yimachal Shabbos. This is Rabbeinu HaKadosh's house, you know, this mass. But this was Rabbeinu's. Rabbeinu HaKadosh got very disturbed by this statement, called Yimachal Shabbos. So he had, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the Nazi, so he had the police guards, whatever. So they started chasing after who this person was who called this. He didn't know this person was. They started chasing him. So Rameh started chasing him. See, yeah, and it was bloody. So this was an expensive chaseless. And he's running. And they're chasing him. And all of a sudden he was wearing a sudda. because Ranga Sudha was covering his head and his neck, and as he was running, the Sudha lifted up from the wind. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh looked outside. And he saw the back of this person. Then later he realized this was Rameya. The nun was Rameya, but never. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh attributed his godlessness to Torah because he saw the back of Rameya. If he would have seen his face, who knows how big he would have been in Torah. Al Kaponim, this is a Yerushalm. So Al Kaponim, what we see is that Meya held, clapping, that Chul Shabbos. I mean, the mayor, if it's an issue of the Rabbonah, named it Abchim, we mentioned yesterday that the more much is the way we're not Moshe. Good. Al Kaponim, that's called Chul Shabbos. That's called Ashmus. The Miraloch brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Robin or Yoshin Alashar, Robin fell asleep by the doorpost. He didn't want to knock on the door because he didn't know he was outside, so he went to sleep. Shabbos outside by the door. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Rovin held, there are some shittes that all Hashmoy's kill is also. No, love that Kishol Shiv, all Hashmoy's kill is also. So that's a Chilul Shabbos. So they're not coming to the door, he called out, the ankle bell, no one's coming to the door, so he lay down and by the doorstep finished, he never knew what to do. That's Chilul Shabbos. But we hold that Kamazay to Ashmot Kol, we hold his mother. The Ramot says, B'shei Ma'ogo, that's a Kli, that's Miyuchad, L'Ashmot Kol is Dona. So he says, what is this? Is the voice that's two explanations. So he says to the place of Shabbos, it's a Uvd and a Chol. It's not an Isser. Not a Chilul Shabbos to Rabbonon, it's an Uvde Zechel. By an Uvde Zechel, so L'Tzoyrech Shabbos, one is permitted to do an Uvde Zechel. So he says, if the alternative is that they were not opening up the door, it doesn't a place where to sleep Shabbos, so Ein Lecha Tzeirich Godel, he says. The Mamela, so he says he's allowed to use this either to pull the bell, or he's actually speaking about to pull the bell, which is also a Kli that Miyuchad L'Hashmoah Kol. So he says this is Mutter, we can be saying that on the Tzeirich Shabbos, the Tzeirich of the Zechel, or the Tzeirich Shabbos on the Zechel is Mutter. And he says, if he could do something better, if he could pull it with a shinoi. So just like the Amatirim, the clap with a shinoi, which is nicha otha tashmoa scale, but with a shinoi is muta, so if he can pull the bell with a shinoi, it's nicha muta. So this is what he's saying over here. That's not wonderful what he says. And the word it does to Limsha Bukhutin will be Shabbos, Kleshishmoan Shea Bayis, the Chotel Yiftachulai, Shazai Klimi Yuchad Lashmiyatel. Bukavanos the Gamkel is that Bayin Bir Alochet, that if it's the Tais Matzes, either it can be Soymech on the Rambam Shite, or to be Soymech at Hanum the Dochel, or the Tzeret Shabbos is Lot. ולעניין אם מותר לפתח הדלת כשידי שיש בהן בו עין לכסלי. If there's a door, that whenever you open the door, there's a bell attached to the door and it rings, we'll talk about this later. And now, before we go further, I'd like to mention two halachas. In Emes L'Yakev, if I'm going to go, Shimon Rabbi Yankin Zechayna Ruach Rachid, He says, "Ein litain l'ktanim, shaloi yigiyu l'chinoch, ktanim shaloi yigiyu l'chinoch, not allowed to give them the sachis b'kli amiyuchid l'ashmois k'il, kigoyin k'li zema anasa l'tzi yatsua." You're not allowed to give them in Shabbat, there's the din of l'isachilum, you know, to be a diet. Even Yenna, there's no chiv chinuch, but there's a nista to give him a domino. So a toy, that the tachlis of the toy is to make noise, that this is not allowed to give him. So until Tulei Shabbos from Rabbodna, he brings down the whistle, he brings from Ramosha the same Amochim, a toy phone that you turn the ball and it rings, and musical toys and pool toys and rattles, that's also a rattle. A rattle makes that's mamish a kli a miyuchad l'ashmos girl. A rattle is also that's the dog kli. But Rav Yankiv says, but to give the child a baby, a doll, to give the child a doll that when you squeeze the doll it makes a noise, that's not considered a kli hamiyuchad l'shmoyis kol. The doll is a doll. You can play with the doll without squeezing the doll. So memela, there's no iser l'isachilum if I give him the doll. If I give the baby the doll, the baby will squeeze it later, make a noise. That's the baby's chesh, but he's a l'chinuch. So that is, but that's this halachit. And one more halachit. So the biraloka we just mentioned to activate a bell. We're not talking about electric, but a push of the bell. That's the yitzer of a shmuras kail, the kli of miyuchin kail. So the biraloka says if it's a satsayza and he's stuck outside, you see, he can't. He has no place where to sleep. So it's to be same as that. It's the order of chayil, and we have Shabbos to look at by. So the bihalach ends up, but that's I guess that's mutras. But if a person is inside the house and he wants to make the call, and he goes and pushes the bells, and that is no answer whatsoever. But that's it. Don't be metame and bihalach since you have. Talk about the outside, they have not waiting with his sleep. If he wants the place to bring you a hot coffee, you ring the bell. That's awesome. But at Gavruche, it says in Nishmat Avraham, we had this yesterday, one is permitted to say there was a certain type of a keli that there was, came with two parts. You put water in the top keli, because it had holes in it, use it to drip on the and the second chalik, and they had a very, it enhanced the person's sleep. So that is kind of a cliche. You put water and it went through the holes, and you heard like your gentle raining, you know. So that's called a cliche in the talk. But well, just one second. But for a chayla, we hear that it's the matas. And the Gemara says there will matter this for chayil. If you want a chayil in the sleep, you can use this keli, which makes a soothing sound, and it's good to fall asleep. So there will matter a kli shir for a chayil. So Nishmat Avraham says that if a person is in bed and he needs someone to eat a chayil, he needs someone to come to assist him, nothing but electric cell, let's float another box, but that pushes the bells. So the Yitzhak of Ashmor Kroil was not dead by Yachayla. What?
No.
We're talking about an Aki, the whole Gemara's thinking about an Aki. He said you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
An Aki, someone an Aki on the door. That's what he answered. Now let's go further. L'chein? Yeah. L'chein also, now let's go further in the Gemara. But so a kli that's miyuchis l'ashmoy kol is also v'l'chein, doctor Gemara Vaisa, also l'shamish l'hakis al adelus l'itchay l'beis ha-knesset, l'shamish is to pass by the doors, a idei a kli a miyuchis l'kach, he had a special keli, that used to knock on the doors. El Hamakim, the other El Adelas, for Shabbos. I don't know, his knuckles did it, but on Kabbalah, it says, Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the whole week, you use this daily in Shabbos, but it's reusable as Moshka. Now, Lachain also the Shabbos. Cost of a task, gotten to be the base of my base, base, base. The Mizem Mukhar, so a Kli that's reusable as Moshka is also. The other lintlois be Shabbos oisam aparoiches yesh ben parmoinim. There used to be aparoiches that is built on it. Lashmi a kel shatoischin the oven. That you were opening up the oven. The bells rang and you. Yeah. Vechain lintlois aparmoinim. That means, why are these bells here? These bells are here that people should not open Zohar Kodesh, so that each came up, open Zohar Kodesh. They put the bells on the Atei Chaim, the crown, but they're carrying a Sefer Torah now, so stand up. So this is a kli ha'osu la'shmos koil. You're doing it l'tzayrech mitzvah. So the Shamash was also doing it l'tzayrech mitzvah. He had his knacker that he used to go and knock on all the doors. And it says it's also. Dr. Taz, you're not allowed to do this in Shabbos. This is the Taz. This is a thousand year a day. Vashashom chaylikolo mitam. The time alone, l'tzayich mitzvah shorish, l'tzayich mitzvah ashmos chaylis mutter. V'arayi, the Moshikos of Simachin Lama says, the mutter l'rakid b'simchis teir l'chvoy da teire. It's ein meratim, vein metatchim, you're not allowed to say in front of Shabbos, you're not allowed to clap your hands. L'kovis, צורך מצווה ילעתו. וחינם היא צורך מצווה, כדי שישמו העם ויקומו. It's also a צורך מצווה. The bells are there, they should know. They can't get saved at there and open up the Kodesh. So what would the Shamish? He's also doing a ritual, knocking on the door. For the Zoli, the Kriyas, basic letters, the awesome. Dr. Memsha bin Yenachel, then you can see what you can do with this. Of course, you have to do with that. So there, you can have them, you can't dance without dancing, you can't dance without clapping. The male, that's the Torah mitzvah. Mainly, need all say it, because other people should know to stand up on the open zone of Kodesh, you can't say the thing, you can't. So this is the Torah mitzvah. The soul, that's the Shach's Hekka. The soon doite pesei haparisha se mechavim lashmiya kil klal kim lito la teiko teire. He really doesn't have come on to this is a mogim amor. Don't come on to make a noise and the parisha says bell, so he makes a noise. So it's an eini miskavis. So the mogim amor wants to be mekel of eini miskavis. So we had here a three-way machlaik. The Tata says it's awesome. The Shach says that Mutal Kosul Kotayrech Mitzvah, but by the Shamish it's also. And the Magen Amram says by the Koroich is not the Tanani Mitzkava Lashmoz. Va'ayim v'shah Rafraim Shah Yudkin Gimur Shadat Yishom Zuchat Chilu in Lashmoz Kei B'Shabbos. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't have. Aber Mekoyme Shilogu Etta B'Sekid Asa Magen Amram. In Limchais Biyodos, for example, on the side of the Tanit, it's called Ad Kalashais. The Chay, the Indian in Mutter Livstoich Adelus Kshi Yedei Shi Yesh Bitvo. So now let's talk about a new Shaila. That in my house, whenever you open the door, there's a bell there. So whenever you open the door, the bell ring. Kali Gan Kais, Bisvora Sartaz, Lamorgan Avrom, and now, there's each mechanism, there's a bell on the door, so never on the door, the bell rings. Still, Ataz also, the Mogim Avrom, surely, like Shemsega, that was Rishabbos, he the Chalav Lashmi Yakil. Then the Agro, Shemes, the Mishina of Aleph, Bokhu Dushay, the Gram Ken Katas, the Kivit, the Indo, me Yuchid. Lashmi Yakil, and Afkamina, the Meshuain, the Mechavalusa. זה גם מלהירה במצד הירוק ומתם זה הלכות, על הגבי פרויך, סתונות על דמיצווה, צוויין ודובו, תעבד אין את החבל, נסמיר של דמיצווה. על כן, ומאז אינו חן שיוצא מרם שבס, אין לו מלדה ביפסח. So listen, you want to be ashamed of Shabbos, you take off the bell from the door ahead of Shabbos. Or you see if you can look at them, or you stick some cotton in it, like, to break them, to ish my koi, like, אך במוקי מסחק, כגוין ששוחת לישירים ערב שבס, נראה יכול לסמך על עצמו לנער כמישה מחד ובוסלבו, ולא קוקים אישן מחד ולשמיע כל. הידי כלי המיוחד, so they said also the Shamish should not use the כלי המיוחד to bang the doors. ויש מקוימוי שלקח השמש בשבס כלי אחר, להגש בשבת, that they had a special, they had a special Shabbos knacker, that this was the only used by Shabbos knacker, so took off the oath of the chayil. Yeah, ומה שמעקה Shabbos basic lessons על השולחן, משמיע קהל כדי להשקיע תום לחזור את השבת, הם בזה איתר, אפילו מעקה באיזה דובר, even shayne market the clean the yukhad was the mamay leg what the
how the yukhad look at another yeah make the both and you just want us
So that's like enough.